Okay, so 20 years of pro, more. 14 years of Panther. GB International. Highlights. There's going to be loads and loads of highlights.
Yeah,
you know that, you know. And I would venture, you know, the Grand Slams up there and the double and the double-double and all the rest of it. But in David Clark's mind, as an ice hockey player, what were the highlights?
Just kind of growing as a player. I think, you know, when I came here, I came young and hungry and excited to get better and prove myself on, you know, the big stage. And I just think every year it just kind of got better and better and better. And with that, the team got better, our success got greater, and, you know, you kind of grew with everything. And I'm really proud, you know, to have been a small part of that. And, you know, you say the highlights, obviously getting our hands on that league championship the year we was phenomenal. That will always be a special moment for sure. But yeah, I think, you know, me as a person, I've grown here too. I think I came as a young player with Paul, and we were kind of earning our stripes on the third line with Dave Struch in between us. And, you know, you kind of go on to become captain and, you know, assistant coach, and that's been great. You know, I'm privileged to have done that in one place, and, you know, I've been very appreciative of that too.
I think when you look back sometimes, obviously, you know, fans, bless them, will think, oh, it's the cup, it's the Grand Slam and what have you. I think there are often incidents and little things behind the scenes that are your personal highlights. I remember you playing on a line with your line mate and John Craighead and running a mock, really, as two youngsters, and opponents would say to you, what do you think you're doing? And Craighead would lean in and say, they're doing what they like to do.
Well, yeah, that was part of being, you know, earning your stripes, I guess. You had to be a factor out there, and at that time I was obviously young and so was Paul, and it was a case of helping the team in that way and bringing energy and causing a little havoc out there, and that was what we did, and I think we did it pretty well, mainly because we probably had John Craighead on our team. But yeah, it was okay. Guys that have been here over the years, they've always been great when I was younger growing up, and I've always tried to give that same kind of you know, comfort back to younger players coming through. Obviously not the toughness side of it, but, you know, the support and helping them get better in the professional environment. And, you know,
so that's a memory I've prompted. But what's David Clark's memory? Is that might be one of them, but are there others?
Oh God, I honestly hardly remember anything, Gary, from playing. It's probably too many blows to the head, but no, it will come back to me. Usually, you know, when we talk about stuff and you talk with players you played for a while, something comes up and it kind of triggers, and then it gets it all flowing. But I've always been someone that once it's done, when we win, it's, you know, park it, move on, next thing. And I think you have to be like that, otherwise you can easily become complacent. But I think all of that stuff will filter back, you know, as time goes on, when you're not kind of always on the ball thinking about the moment. So I'm trying to think of some, but I can't really.
What about the characters you met then?
Oh God, there's been so many. Early days, you know, young guy, you had guys like Craighead, Cadot, Ginman, Brian Thompson, Callie Carlson. Great people, took care of the younger players, and then kind of going through the years, geez, Jake Galbraith, very interesting character, unbelievably talented hockey player. And yeah, you know, he was a player which found his feet here when he was here. He made some big game plays for us. Johan Molins, Helru's goal, Koivunero, that relationship was spectacular. And you're going to Jordan Fox, hell of a leader. Really versatile when he was here, played different positions, and we ended up, you know, kind of figuring out a perfect solution with him playing on D alongside Jonathan Weaver, who was great to get at the club eventually.
Even if he is a Macam.
Yeah. David Lings, Bruce Grahams, geez, Craig Kowalski's. You could go on forever. You could honestly go on for absolutely ever, because, you know, so many of those guys I've been fortunate enough to win with too, and, you know, it is something which, when you win together, it's something that obviously they hold dearly and so do you, and, you know, it's a special bond, I guess. So yeah, there's so many. Geez, I could sit here all day naming players who were, you know, were great teammates and, you know, great for the club, but probably don't want to hear that.
Listen, David, it's been fun watching you. It's been a privilege to work with you. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, Gaffer. Appreciate it.